What country did this car from?
It no longer exists, but take her for a test drive, and you'll agree. Zagreb FM Zlotnik here.
Hello and welcome to Better Than Age, a Die Hard Simpsons podcast. My name is Terry.
My name is Andy.
Andy, how the bloody hell are you?
Very well, Terry. Very bloody well. And how are you?
I too am well.
Good to hear it, pal.
Mm-hmm. So let's get this out of the way right now.
What are you talking about?
I feel like I'm looking at the villain from Captain America, the First Avenger. You got yes, no hair and a big a red face.
Yeah.
It's the Red Skull himself.
I've a red hue going here, Terry. Yeah, it's the light.
It's not the light. Give me a break. What were you doing? Where were you the weekend? The sun?
I didn't even really cop that my face was red until you said it. And now I'm out of the light.
You got a lot of burn, man.
Yeah, I probably do. Yeah. It's highlighted by this buzz cut, to be honest.
Yeah.
It's a bit short, but, you know.
Did you go to a barber?
Who cares?
Did you go to the barber?
Home job.
There's your problem right there, friend. Look at this.
Yeah, it's good. It's good, Terry. I don't have a luscious head of hair like that.
I've gone all dark now. I look like I'm giving that testimonial.
All I see is your silhouette. Yeah.
What's going on here now?
At that point, I was losing $5,000 a week on my gambling addiction. Listen.
Did you have a nice weekend?
I did, Terry. What did I do? I did a bit of gardening.
Hey, me too. You go first.
Okay, well, we have... It's a long sort of narrow garden, but like since we moved in, like about a third of it was just like... weeds, like just overgrown. So we finally got to that, and it was just weed, plants and plants of weed. And so we finally got to that. We took care of those weeds, and now it feels like we've got like an extra 30% of garden. So delighted with that.
Very good.
Yeah. How about you?
I just cut the grass because we never had a lawnmower. Because our landlord, a friend of ours, or his father would just show up and would be doing the grass.
Okay.
So you just hear them outside.
I wouldn't like that now myself at all.
Well, he's a friend of ours, so it's not like it's a surprise visit or whatever.
Okay. You know, he's going to pop his head in the door and be like, ah!
What are you up to there? But he gave us lawnmower for the house now. He's like, this is the house lawnmower. So do it at your leisure. So that was the first time in 20 years, maybe, I had mowed a lawn. I'm trying to think, like, when Baba Job was a thing, that was, you know...
Baba Job?
Yeah, Baba Job. Of course you didn't. You grew up in the gated community.
What is Baba Job?
You go around to houses and see if they need any, you know, jobs done.
Oh, like for a bob?
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure we did that. We charged about a fiver. But.
Yeah, well, that's what it was. But it was you cut grass for money, so you could go do
no,
stuff.
No, I definitely didn't cut anyone's grass. No.
Yeah. But it was, okay. I tell you what, it was tougher than I remembered.
It's no walk in the park. Yeah. I mean, it kind of is, but it isn't.
Yeah, but it was good. I felt good after it, I'd say. And I tell you what, we went into town.
Oh?
Went into the Ivy Gardens, if you remember, where we were at the comedy festival a couple of years in a row. We were in there with Bonnie.
Very nice.
It was a lovely little stroll around town. Got myself a takeaway pint in Against the Grain.
Nice.
It was nice. Just kind of rocked
Sounds
around.
Sounds like the way life used to be.
What I would say to you was we went up around Stephen's Green because Faye wanted to go in and get some plants in Dunn's. And so I had Bonnie in the pram, and I was just kind of like, I'll just keep moving because there's a lot of people around Stephen's Green, and I did not like that.
No.
We went around Stephen's Green, the actual park, you know, which was nice. That wasn't too overly packed. But the further you got away from there, the nicer it was because, like, there was clusters of people everywhere.
Yeah.
And, like, say we went up Harcourt Street, and it was no cars and very little people. And I was like, Jesus, imagine if Dublin was like this all the time. Like, huh?
I'd love to see more streets pedestrianized.
Yes.
If I may say.
Yeah. I mean, there seems to be a lot of cities in Ireland leaning that way now. Like, I know Cork are doing a kind of big thing where they're pedestrianizing a lot of their streets.
I think Cork is way more progressive than Dublin is.
Me and Faye have talked about this, like, and we could always see ourselves retiring in West Cork.
I could see myself living in Cork.
Like, just that, you know, weird artist community down there that's just like, you're kind of doing your thing over there, you know?
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. He's doing his thing, he's happy.
Yeah, that's it. Like, got a bit of land.
That's all there is.
I tell you something, Andy. Now,
yes,
I have a... I want to take a shot at the government right now, okay?
Oh, yes. Okay.
So I ordered myself a little treat from an online bakery.
Uh-huh.
That specializes in things that might help you relax. Okay?
Loud and clear.
Needless to say, it was going to be delivered to my house through certain means, we'll say. Right? I'm not going to go into it. But it was posted
to me. You've pretty much spelled it out, to be honest.
It was going to be posted to me. Right?
Okay.
And I got my letter in the post today. I opened it.
Yeah.
What did I get? The card that had been posted along with my present was there. But my present was not there. It was seized by customs.
What?
And then they put a letter in saying, if you want to claim this, you know.
No way. Yeah. Seized at customs.
What? Like, have they fucking nothing better to be doing? Investing in fucking vulture funds.
What do they do? Open up every...
I guess, I don't know, but it's gone now, so, you know, great.
They're having a great time. Dublin Port Co.
I just couldn't believe it. I was like, okay, you know, and like, you know, I have no recourse. Well, technically, it's against the law, you know.
That's a disappointment. Good baked goods. Yeah, so it's disappointing.
If I challenge it, I'll be up in court, considering they had a lad up in court for, you know, €4 worth of cannabis.
I tell you what, I'm delighted that there's way more of a conversation this year about cannabis than I feel like there ever has been.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I mean,
it's everywhere.
We're such an
old-fashioned
country in so many ways. Like, they'll never legalize it here.
I'd say they will, but I don't think we're going to be the first to do it in, like, Western Europe. You know, although Portugal is, I think, isn't it? Or Spain.
I don't know. Like, I just... You know what? I was laughing. You laugh or you'll cry. You know that way? If you don't laugh, you'll cry.
Well, if you didn't laugh, you'd cry.
Yeah, exactly. But I felt that. I was like, motherfuckers, they got me. Like, at the same time...
Can you not just fucking give me this?
Like, it's not like I'm going to be selling the fuck... It's a small little thing, like... I feel like I'm going to be selling it. It's just purely recreational. What are you going through my mail for anyway, like?
Yeah. Huh? Like, what did you think you... Yeah, very annoying, Terry. Very, I'm annoyed on your behalf.
Very annoying. So, you know, sons of bitches out there.
Yeah.
If anybody, anybody who's listening that works in customs, please get in touch with me.
Please go fuck yourself.
No, it's not. It's not that guy's fault. It's whoever fucking signed that letter. And it was like, if you can try and claim it back if you want, but you may end up with charges brought against you. It's like, I'd love to.
Oh,
have,
really?
Yeah. It's like, if you want to claim, it's like that Simpson scam with the boat, like. Yeah, sure.
Free boat.
Yeah. It's like once they get you in there, they get you on charge.
Yeah, then they have you.
Like, I get, like, really what I could say now is that, like, yeah. I mean, we could just bleep all that out, but I got a gift of it of somebody.
Yeah, exactly.
You know?
They don't know. Yeah well, that's very annoying to me. Yet another misstep by this shambolic government of ours, AT.
Yeah, anyway.
Anyway,
wanted
that's
to
all
get
I know
that
about
off
it.
My chest.
Well, that, I'm sorry that happened, pal. Listen, what else has been going on with you?
Not much, really. Didn't
let me ask you a question, then interrupt you immediately.
Sure.
Congratulations on the Adam Sandler project. Speaking of interruptions,
you
were without one.
Yeah.
On this, it was very good. I really enjoyed it.
I was sitting around on Friday. And it was kind of, Faye had gone to bed about 9:30 or 10:00. I was like, it's kind of too late to stick on a movie. I was like, what am I going to do? And then I was like, you know, I'll just get out my mic and just, you know,
yeah,
do a recording and see where we go. I wasn't 100% because I was like, couldn't remember half the stuff. So when I was like going through it, I'm like, what is this? Oh yeah, okay.
It was funny just the fact that it was like some of the notes that like I was there was a bit where I was like, so he's kind of like using him as like a puppet, and I'm thinking like, oh right, he's like, you know, manipulating him. It's like, I mean, actually a human puppet. Like,
what is the scene itself is wild, like absolutely and there's like one insane scene per Netflix Adam Sandler film where you're like, okay, like
how rich is Adam Sandler?
I think he's a billionaire. Like, I think he is.
Isn't that crazy though? Good friend. Like, is that just like, but like, okay, like, I love Adam Sandler. I love Adam Sandler's movies, particularly the earlier stuff. But yeah, you know, love him. But how has he gotten away with it? You know what I mean? I'm happy for him though. But also, how has he gotten away with it? You know what I mean? How is he so rich?
Okay,
when his movies are like, he's got something about him that you just root for. It's like a charm or some weird, like, vulnerability, nice guy persona. I don't know what it is.
Well, he's genuine, I guess. You know what you get with him. Like you say, you're always kind of rooting for him. And even
all
if,
of his movies end in a big crowd cheering him on.
You know, like,
every single one.
Bar like Uncut Gems or you know, some of his dramas do not, but like all of his Happy Madison movies definitely end up with a big,
I was gonna ask,
my son should be allowed to have this kid. Yeah.
You can do it. Always just someone shouting something in the crowd.
Well, wake
like
our
that.
Ass up. We got a game to play.
Was Uncut Gems a Happy Madison production?
No, that's A2.
Could he not have just insisted on it?
No, the whole thing was that like the Safdie brothers, like it was their movie and they wanted him
to do
it. And they had already signed with like A24, which is a very, very up and coming film company. Like they've done I'm going to butcher this. I don't know if it's The Witch or The Witch, you know, like double V.
It's The Witch, yeah.
Yeah, but I don't know if it is The Witch. That's the thing.
It is. It's just the font. Yeah. It's the font.
You're a fontsman.
Yeah, I know my font.
Yeah, The Witch. But like movies like that or The Lighthouse. Good, weird, interesting movies, you know, like.
Interesting.
Yeah. See?
They are kind of hot.
If I see it's an A24 movie, I'm immediately like, okay, yeah.
What have you got?
Yeah,
show
exactly.
me what you got. Speaking of, actually, I was watching a lot of Solar Opposites this week.
Ooh.
I've gone back to watch it.
I tell you what,
I'm caught up now, loving all the wall stuff. I went back, like the first few episodes that I thought were okay the first time, I really liked this time around. Like I could appreciate it. I'd settled into what the show is now. I'd caught up with the pace. So
I had some big laughs after the first episode where I was like, this is kind of weird. I don't know if I like it. And then like you say, you just kind of like, what? Don't think about it too much.
Exactly. Yeah. You know? But it was it's very good, I have to say. It's
I love that stuff with the wall, and like I think I'm a couple episodes behind what's on Disney Plus, but like the fact that they've changed it in the second season, I was like, it's not like an uprising, it's now like a murder mystery or a conspiracy or something like that. Like it's such an interesting way to go with it, like, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it's
very, very good.
I'm surprised they're able to get two seasons out so quick, because season one had just finished and then all of a sudden season two was out.
No, but season one had finished a while
ago
in America. So the way
Hulu, is it?
Yeah, Hulu. So like the way they kind of, what Disney Plus did was season one had finished and then I'd say about 6 months later Disney Plus dropped it, but they still dropped it one episode at a time.
Right.
So like it kind of, like you say, it does feel very close together, whereas in reality, like say when it comes around to season three, there'll be a bigger gap.
Right, okay.
If it's renewed for season three, I don't know if it is.
Can we not get Hulu here?
No, you can't. I've tried.
That seems bizarre, doesn't it?
Yeah, and the way Hulu kind of works is some of it like is Disney Plus, which is great, and then some of it is like BBC, like it's because they have a deal. Hulu have a deal with FX.
Yeah.
So like FX on Hulu is like, there's a show I really want to watch called Devs.
Right.
It's about like AI or, you know, something like that, that Nick Offerman is the star of it. But it's only on BBC over here. Like, I'm sure I could torrent it or cast it, whatever. But I was hoping it would end up on Disney Plus or something. But apparently their licensing deal with Hulu is separate. All this murky red tape.
Are you back on the torrent train, Terry?
Oh, no. I would be casting, if anything.
Okay. Just wanted to clarify
that. Have you any more news?
No, I do not. That's it. Just me gardening, and I was happy to do it because I hadn't really done a tap of any activity at all in weeks. So it felt good to get out and, you know,
now look, all this,
get down to it.
All this strife with the government has got me back. I wanted a drink now tonight after my anger earlier on, to be honest.
What you got there? It's just all black. It's very ominous.
I can't let you see. Fucking customs. Can you believe it, huh? I mean, you can't.
Sons of bitches. Huh? I can definitely believe it.
I've got a bourbon with some Coke Zero.
I didn't fancy you as a Kentuckyman, Terry.
Oh, yes. Kentucky. That is me. What is going on here with this light?
This is very... I'm sorry. This is terrible audio for anyone who's...
But the video is also terrible.
Wait. The video is even worse. Anyway. Have the sip. Yeah, let's...
I tell you what. Just before we get onto The Simpsons. There it is. There's the light. Just before we get into The Simpsons, before I recorded my thing on Friday, I watched a couple episodes of Veep. Have you watched Veep? Any of Veep?
No, I haven't.
It's
Should I
really
be?
Good. I have to Is say, it? It's really, really good. It's political. It's politics, but like, funny, very funny. And she, Julia Louis-Dreyfus, is great in it. It has like an absolutely killer like supporting cast. All these people. Like, first
Do
of all,
know any of them?
Diedrich Bader, Mr. Biggs, Mr. Vanderbeek.
Okay,
he's in it. You got also
he's the first. If he's the first one, I mean, he's good.
It's just because he was in the episode that I was watching that I was like, you got the guy. Yeah, I'm gonna need you to come in on Saturday, Lundberg. From Office Space.
Oh, yeah, okay.
You got Buster from Arrested Development.
No.
Yeah, you're not a big Arrested
not
Development
familiar.
Guy.
And I don't know what it is about Arrested Development, to be honest.
Give it a go. First three seasons are three of the best seasons of television.
I don't know what's blocking me from liking it. It's a bit too...
It's because I like it so much.
Maybe. But I don't think so.
Hugh Laurie was in some of the episodes I was watching.
Was he?
Yeah.
Maybe it's Jason Bateman. Maybe I secretly
Veep.
Oh, no. I was talking about Arrested Development. Sorry.
Oh, the masturbator. Please. He's great. He's actually the best thing about Arrested Development. That show has a lot of things about it. But just some of his like deadpan responses.
His face is his reaction.
One
to
of the like, best... jokes. It's in like the first 5 minutes of it, and I just don't know why I love it so much, but it's like he says he's going to be taking over the company when dad retires, like, and I'm cutting you all off. You're going to learn how the sweet sting of sweat in your eyes, and in the background you just hear like dum 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 dum, as in like you think it's like the soundtrack, and he's like, the sweet sting of sweat in your Buster, could you practice that somewhere else? And the brother is just playing the drums. Like, Mom doesn't want me to play it outside. I'm like, I don't know why. That, 5 minutes into the show, like, this...
You're like, all right, we're off.
Yeah, I'm already... that's an inspired joke there. I'm already in.
Yeah, I don't know what it is. I'm sure I'll get around to it eventually.
You
but
never
Veep,
will.
Veep, probably not. I'll be closer to Veep than...
I mean, you like Armando Iannucci.
Yeah.
He, you know, he's done some of your... favorites. I'm Alan Partridge.
Everything.
Yeah.
Partridge does really.
Yeah, like they're two. And I think he was involved in Brass Eye as well.
Oh, yeah.
Again, another classic. That's on all four.
And what's Veep on? Is Veep on
I think it's on Sky Atlantic. You have Sky Atlantic, don't you?
Yeah, but I like to watch most of my good TV upstairs.
You know,
I don't have Sky.
Oh.
No. So if you can start recommending shows to me on Prime, Disney Plus,
Netflix.
And Netflix.
Parks and Rec, give it a go.
I've been close to it a few times. I've been hovering over it.
I think
it.
You'd love it. What did I watch recently? Superstore, I think you'd like as well.
Is that good?
Yeah, I mean, as somebody
who... Worked a bit too, like, cheap to me or something.
As somebody who worked in retail, Andy, I think you'd appreciate a lot of the stuff that goes on in there. And it kind of has that Office, that 70s show thing of, you know...
Is there a laughter track?
No, but, like, they have the core... cast, and then there's also like the Christmas episode, the Halloween episode, the Valentine's Day episode, you know, where you kind of
The specials,
like it's a good show.
Okay.
And it's 22 minute comedy. They're so hard to come by. A good one of them is very hard to come by these days.
A good 22 minute
Like give me an example of one
right now. Big Bang Theory. Oh, of a good one. Sorry, I was just giving you an example of a 22-minute comedy.
Also, that show finished.
That's out now.
Yeah,
South Park.
Yeah, I mean that's different. That's animation.
Okay, well, I don't know. No, I don't know.
Exactly. So
I don't know. Yeah. Okay. Well.
Great.
Cool. I'm gonna get on to the. I'm gonna start talking to you about The Simpsons now, Terry.
Please do.
Now, more specifically, Terry, I'm going to start talking to you about the 7th episode of The Simpsons' 8th season, which aired on December 15th, 1996. Would that be all right, Terry?
I guess.
Okay, great. It was written by Mike Scully and it was directed by Susie Dieter. Is it Dieter?
No, I don't know. Like...
I don't know. It aired December 15, 1996, and a bit of a backstory for you here. The idea of Lisa dating Nelson had been around for a while, with several different versions being pitched.
I don't know if I like that, but it's been around for a while.
Yep. I have some thoughts on this. I'd actually quite like to get into my thoughts beforehand, but you know what? The writers wanted a silly Homer story to balance the episode out, and the idea of using the telemarketing scam had also been around for a while. By this time, the show had begun to have episodes revolving around secondary characters, and this was the first to revolve around Nelson, and was done partly to explain why Nelson acts the way he does. What else have I got here? Hold on, let me take a drink. The scene in which Milhouse passes Lisa's note to Nelson was written by Bill Oakley.
Hey, Bill.
Our pal Bill.
One of the better scenes in the episode, I will say.
Yes. Milhouse, like in Vaseline on Toast, was based on a kid from Josh Weinstein's school days who would get onto the bus with toast that had Vaseline
now,
on it.
Is it Josh Weinstein or is it Weinstein?
Weinstein, I think.
Okay, just because I was listening to We Hate Movies podcast, where they did the Simpsons movie, and somebody referenced him as Weinstein, and I was like, apparently, actually.
Do you think all Weinsteins are just changing it to Steins now?
Why?
Because of Harvey Weinstein.
Oh, interesting. I don't know. But
makes you think.
Apparently, though, Bill Oakley and Josh Weinstein were the only two senior staff guys they didn't invite back for the movie.
Huh.
Because they're the more esoteric of the crew. So it'd be like they were like less cookie cutter, if you know what I mean.
Yeah.
For
they were the David Crosby to their Jim McGuinn's, you might say.
Who?
Never mind. A reference that literally no one.
Like, no, I normally get your references. Jim McGuinn?
Yeah, from the Birds. Okay, he was the singer of the Birds. Yeah, okay. And they were like the David Crosby of the Birds, the Wildcats.
Jim McGuinn.
I delivered it terribly.
The delivery was what made it, my friend.
Anyway, the last I'll say about it is Yardley Smith mentioned this episode as one of her favourite of all time. It's also one of several episodes that has been performed live by the cast in front of an audience.
Why? Of all the ones you could pick, like...
The last thing I'll say is Weinstein called it one of the most real episodes, commenting that every character in the episode, from Chalmers to Lisa, acts like a real person throughout. So, yeah. Now, I'm going to start off proceedings, if you don't mind, Terry.
Let rip.
I'm just saying it off the bat now. I didn't care for it.
Second.
That much now. There were some laughs, and we'll get to them all. But, yeah, it was one of the rare misses for me.
I was drifting watching this episode quite a bit. You know what I mean? Like, they're in Nelson's house now? All right, whatever.
Yeah.
You know?
It's an odd one. It felt like the scraps. You know what I mean? Like, it's interesting that those ideas were lying around.
I know what they're trying to do.
Yeah.
But, yeah. Well, let's.
I don't even know if it's a bad episode. I wouldn't say it's a bad episode. I just didn't enjoy it. You know what I mean?
Let's get into your notes. Okay. I feel like we're blowing our ratings talk here. Yeah.
First note is how much I love one, I forgot how great Chalmers' voice general is. You know what I mean? But it's the way he comes right in, Skinner.
Yeah.
Like, straight away.
I just bought myself a car.
It's like, for a second, I thought you were mad at me.
Skinner!
You're getting paranoid. Yeah,
you're getting paranoid. That second Skinner is like, Skinner!
Yeah, like, I like that it's different.
And I
always have this in my head of, I used to think a car was a way of getting from point A to point B, and on weekends, point C.
Yeah,
but that was the old me. That man died the moment I laid eyes on a 1979 Honda Accord. And it's just like, such a piece of shit. Like, it's crap. Like,
it's such a piece of shit.
The fact that it's a 1979 one as well, it makes the joke funnier. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like,
the H is stolen. So, but like, I love the fact when he's yelling at Skinner, and Skinner's like, "Sir, if you'll just stop yelling at me."
The idea, first of all, of Skinner being like, "I'd like to own a car myself someday." Yeah. Like, mother insists I pay her retroactively for the food I inhaled as a child, and like the look on Chalmers' face, like he looks like he's about to start laughing. It's like, that's rather unfortunate. Like, puts his hand up to his mouth almost. You're like. Sometimes you feel like he's just a bit amused by how weird Skinner is. Like,
sometimes he's in the mood for him. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, he'll laugh at him. He'll either shout at him or he'll laugh at him.
I like this as well, that Skinner is his lackey helping him do his bidding. Yeah. You know, like this, like
prying another thing off of another car.
The Honda. Well, first of all, as well, when he sees the H is gone. Jumping Caesar's catfish.
Yeah. That's a great one. Yeah.
We try to take it off Kearney's car, the blue Hyundai.
You know, for whatever reason, Hyundais always stood out to me when I was a kid.
It's the H.
You know, maybe it was just from this episode or something like that, but the Hyundais, as I
prefer to call it, Hyundai.
Oh. Okay, well, the Hyundais.
Yeah.
That sounds weird.
It's very American. Hyundai is the American way of saying it.
Yeah, that's it. That's probably because I've only heard Americans say it. Anyway, my next was, again, I don't know if I'm jumping the gun, but when Homer is passing by the Quickie Mart and the police are arresting Jimmy the Scumbag.
I expected better from Jimmy the Scumbag. And I love how he's just like, you know, like,
he doesn't give a shit. Yeah. Like.
Also, when they throw the thing in the junk, like in the dumpster, I'm like, do you not need that for evidence?
They're very fast and loose with the evidence. Like, even at the end where he's like, oh, and don't forget to bring that with you.
Yeah, otherwise, we have no case. Like,
they're very fast and loose with the evidence.
Yeah, but the whole thing with Wiggum. Where he's like,
that's an auto dialer. This bird was using it to pull a telemarketing scam. But instead, he's going to rot in the slammer for the next 20 years. bread and water, icy showers, guards whopping your ass around the clock, and the only way out is suicide.
Hella marketing, eh?
And the only way out is suicide. And like his eyes just go wide. Yeah. Like,
I love that. That is such a great like little monologue.
And then he's like, oh, no.
Homer, the only thing he cops is he stopped listening after telemarketing. Yeah.
For a telemarketing. Then
we go back to the school and Chalmers or Skinner is like, you always like, oh, you think this is funny? Yeah. Well, I'll tell you something that's not funny. Right now, Superintendent Chalmers is at home crying like a little girl.
I love it. And the kid's like, ah. Like, to be honest, I like these first couple of minutes.
Yes.
It's good, you know?
To be honest, I like it up until Lisa becomes and Nelson the focus. Become a thing. Yeah.
I did like where he's like, we're Bart Simpson. And like, Bart is being so genuine, like in that he's like, I don't think you really should go in there. Like,
yeah,
he's like, oh, yeah, that's exactly what you want me to say. Just
balderdash, I'll just stick my head.
Yeah, and like Skinner is, it's been a while since we've had him in full flow like this, where he's like saying words like that, like balderdash. You know, like,
plus there's something about even like the line where when he says Chalmers is crying like a little girl, and he's like, I suppose it is kind of funny, but just the way he's like, nonetheless, I love his nonetheless. I love his
bravado, or when he's like speaking from the chest or something.
It's
like
he's on stage.
Yeah,
or something.
Exactly. Like, so like that. This stuff is all good, and then it gets to the bottom of the barrel, you know, Nelson Muntz.
And they find a principal's ransom of stolen goods.
I did like how it's like he doesn't find it, and it's like, darn, oh, damn, dash.
Dang, darn.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then, like you say, he finds everything. He's like, who's ha-hawing now? It's like, I don't know, but he's got lethal tuna breath. And I'm like, don't really like this, Nelson. They're giving him too much personality.
Yeah, I kind of prefer him as like
the
bully you never see.
I like him a little bit more one-dimensional, if I'm honest.
Yes.
He's too three-dimensional in this. What an odd complaint to have for a character, but like he has too much character out of nowhere. You know what I mean? Like you never hear him talk back like this or anything like that. You know?
Yeah, true. And then he's supposed to be apologizing. He's telling everyone to get bent. I was a big when Skinner assigns him the most degrading work known to man, janitorial work.
I'm standing right here, sir.
He's like, oh yes, well,
take a good look at him, Nelson.
Take a good look at him, Nelson.
That's your future. And like when the kids are collecting the stuff, he's like, bite me, cram it.
Yeah,
you're dead. Get bent, ma'am.
When it cuts back then to the Simpsons house, Homer's got the glasses on.
Yes.
Those here ones we he go. Just rests on his nose. He's always scheming with those glasses.
I will say now, this is the part of the episode, as fucking ridiculous a storyline as it is, as wacky, it's the bit that works the most for me. It's the bit I enjoy the most, is Homer's, like you say, his
little scam.
Yeah, to balance things out. I don't know why. I just have a smile on my face when he's doing his stuff. And she's like, an automatic dialer? Is that legal? I don't want you getting arrested, Homer.
I won't.
Or swindling our neighbors. Just the little pause. He's like, let me show you how it works.
And I love, like, plus the message. He's like,
greetings, friend. Do you wish to look as happy as me? Well, you've got the power inside you right now. So use it and send $1 to Happy Dude, 742 Evergreen Terrace, Springfield. Don't delay. Eternal happiness is just a dollar away.
It's like, do you wish to look as good as me?
Greetings, friend. First of all, the greetings, friend, is something I use either in text message or when I'm talking to somebody.
I think I've used greetings, friend. Do you wish to blah, 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 at least half a dozen times on when I was posting something to do or put it in H.
Like, I don't even need the do you need. I just need the greetings, friend.
Greetings, friend.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Yeah, you've got the power inside you right now, so use it and send $1 to Happy Dude, 742's Evergreen Terrace. Don't delay.
Just give him his address.
Yeah, exactly. It's like, well, of course I know who it is.
Yeah, he just after the 10th call, just drive there and confront them. The next line I just have is the Nelson and groundskeeper Willie scene. This is where
that's how Willie start. Waters.
Yeah.
You take the hoose
at the end of the hoose. Yeah.
The hoose. The hoose. Like, turn off the noozle. The noodle. Again, then, I like it, but also, like, I'm like, I don't want to be. Here's what it is. I don't want Nelson to be making me laugh to be a Weisenheimer. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
I wanted to make.
You haven't earned that right.
If he makes me laugh, I want it to be at, like, I don't know, like,
you want him to be the, you want him to have the last word, not the first word.
Yeah, like, one of the jokes I always think about, and it's barely a joke, but it's just something I really like, is like Nelson, when he's like in the try and save, he's stolen the vest, like, it's the kind I like. And that's the kind of joke I want from Nelson. You know,
of all the ones,
it's an unintentionally funny line, like, you know what I mean?
I guess he tried that with a few in this, where he's like,
he's
even when he's reminiscing about that scene, he's like, the best part was when he got wet.
Yeah, like, you know, like, he's too on or something. You know what I mean?
Yeah, it's not really the Nelson that we know.
I want him to be more naturalistic, be in it.
Yeah,
you know, rather than trying. He's a tryhard in this episode. There, I said
he
it.
Is a bit of a tryhard.
Come at me. Don't at me on Twitter.
It's at the boy toner, THA gangster style.
Hey, you know it, man. I set this up, what, 12 years
2009.
Ago?
2009.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know.
Probably. I don't think I tweeted until.
You had an account. I'd been following you for about 7 years.
It's like, you're like Skinner with the thing. Declination. No activity. Like,
refreshing page. No follow. Next hour. Do you find something funny, Terry, about the word tromboner?
I wouldn't make a largo here. We never really talk about him.
I don't really think anything of him, to be honest. He's kind of there. I didn't even think he had a name, to be honest.
Yeah. I mean, my favourite joke revolving him was it with the snakes, where he's like, "Ooh, a bug." All the snakes come out. I'm like, ah!
That was good.
But, like, I don't know. Like, this scene I used to love, and now I don't like it.
Where
Milhouse likes Lisa.
Yeah, it's a bit too, like, I don't know if it's just because we've used it, or, you know,
it's childish. It's kind of, and a you memorable... enjoyed it when you were younger, I think.
Yes, that's exactly. And it was on our frequency.
Yeah.
At an earlier age.
Yeah. Lisa gets attention for what? Like, I don't know.
Yeah, well, for looking out the window and laughing. Yeah. Like, the honor student who never gets in trouble, she giggles once and she has to. And what a cruel punishment. Like, imagine if she didn't have that five chalk thing to write all those lines on, like, seven blackboards.
Good luck. Like,
how cruel to make an 8-year-old stay back and do this.
This is the problem with the episode. Lisa is 8.
Yeah.
Like, why do I don't want to know about some. And I'm not going to say sex life, but, like, romantic life of an 8-year-old is something I don't care. I don't want it. Like, whatever. Like, no, thank you.
Yeah, I know. I suppose they've tried it, or they've done it with Bart very successfully, I might add, with Bart's girlfriend, one of my highest rankings. But
he's on the cusp of things. She's 8, like.
Yes,
give me a break. Like, and I'm old. I mean, Nelson is supposed to be older than,
like, 14. I'd
I think
say,
it's
like,
aren't they all supposed to be held back or whatever like that? Like, yeah. So, like,
there's at least a 3-year age gap.
I don't know. I don't like it. I don't. There, no. I said it. And it's like,
I know what you mean.
It's like in the movie, in the Simpsons movie as well. Her whole thing with Colin, the Irish guy, like,
yeah,
fuck off. Like,
I don't really care for. Yes, I don't care for Lisa's romantic
life. There.
It's
too young.
There, I said it.
It's too young. I hate the inner monologue as well, where she's like, "Sure is ugly though." Oh my god, I think I like now. I'm like,
yeah, why?
Boring. There, I said.
How many times have you said there? I said it in this episode.
Coming in hot,
dropping some hot, yeah, hot bombs. The whole thing with Lisa and Milhouse.
Milhouse is good.
Milhouse is good in this, but the whole stuff. Like, first of all, when she says she likes Nelson, the way he like
the milk
explodes, yeah, the milk, it like exhales, yeah, and then it pops in his face. But like the whole thing where she's like, you know, I only like you as a friend. I want to find the Milhouse in Nelson. He's like, but I'm all Milhouse.
I love that line. And then he's like, plus my mom says I'm the handsomest guy in school.
Yeah.
Child of divorce then, there, right? That's...
Yeah. The whole...
big sister.
She gets him to pass the note. And
but he's like I love the line just before we get to that where he's like... when she sees you'll do anything she says, she's bound to respect you.
Yeah.
And then it's like, what's a big sister for? Oh, I shouldn't have said that.
And you know what? I never got that line as a kid. When she sees you'll do anything she wants, she's bound to respect you.
Yeah.
That's the only one that I got as an adult.
Yeah. The whole thing when, you know, guess who... First of all, the line reading is really good. It's like, guess who likes you? Yeah. And like you see Milhouse down the end.
They said they debated how bad Milhouse would look coming out of the school.
It looks
and they settled
fucking
on
deadly,
a,
I think.
On a bloody nose.
Yeah, I think it looks really good. And even like, he can't hear you. His ears are packed with gauze.
Oh, like, why is Nelson ever let back into the school after what he just did to Milhouse?
Exactly, like no suspension.
Expel him.
Yeah. So then Lisa says she likes him. They go over to Nelson's house.
Yada, yada, yada.
Pretty much, like...
He plays a song, which was, I think, written by... I think it was Mike Scully's daughters. I could be wrong on that, but one of their daughters. So that's something.
She goes home after the whole thing. He's going to bed. Like, I didn't like a lot of this scene where he's like, gun nuke something.
Yeah.
And then
it's just kind of a bit nothing, like, you know.
Lisa has, so it's like he's in Lisa's house. Oh no, sorry, it's not.
He's in Lisa's house first and then she goes to his. His house is kind of sad. It's just like a empty sort of room. But again, he's playing the song. He goes to sleep. Yada yada yada. But
like, I did like the scene with Marge.
That's what I was gonna say. The whole scene with Marge picking Lisa up. I love the fact that it's dark outside, like she's driving her home. And again, Marge knocking it out of the park. Yeah.
He was she's loud, like, crude,
women are quitters.
Yeah. And he's like, he's a whole new person. And like, she's like, Mom. And I love it. I never noticed the like desperation in Marge to be like, he's a whole new person. You're like, oh.
Yeah. That's a great line.
We kind of missed a bit where Homer's auto dialer. Again, this is one of the less successful parts of the Homer story where it's Frink.
Oh,
the very first patent. And he like types in something to get it. Like,
let's get you back to Frinky.
It's wheels. Like, I'm like, what's going on here? Like, Homer's chasing after this.
And Homer's not even thinking, what the fuck?
He's just like, oh, no, you don't.
He's like, oh, no, you don't. Like, he was waiting for this moment.
Yeah, like, again, like, wacky stuff.
I was going to say, I might be jumping it, but when Lisa and Nelson kiss then after that, am I jumping through a scene?
Well,
I always just remember that as being the ad break. That's all. That's my only note about that.
It's just like, they have the scene with Marge, and then the next scene, I was like, did we miss something? They're in the clothes shop straight away. Like, there's no how she convinced him to put the clothes on or anything like that. He's already in the clothes. And then it's like, they go up to the thing.
Yeah.
And
I always remember, actually, no, sorry, it wasn't the ad break, but it was the ad for the upcoming episode. I was like, this ought to shut her up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I did like the line. She's like, what's inside you right now? He's like, guts and black stuff.
Yeah.
And 50 Slim Jims.
Have you ever had a Slim Jim?
No. It's like beef jerky, is it?
Is it like a pepperoni?
Yeah, I think it's like a pepperoni. Like,
all right.
Yeah.
No, thank you.
Yeah. I don't want to be seeing Lisa kissing whatever, like, you know.
I was a fan of the bullies coming up where he's like, they're like,
you kissed a girl. That is so gay.
I love the voice on your man. He's like, you're broadcasting geek rays over the entire valley.
Dolph.
And we're going to go heave it at his house.
I do like the three of them, I have to say. I do too.
I'd like to see more of them, to be honest.
But I guess they work so well. Like, again, they work so well when you use them as pinch hitters. Like, again, another...
Like they're using them. Yeah.
Like, and they use them well in this episode where it's like... when Nelson is like, because your mom had a 3-month waiting list. And they're like, oh! And he's like, what'd you say about my mom? Like,
I was... Yeah.
Little things like that. Like, or like when... It's one of the ones we covered already where it's like, Dolph, take a note on your Newton. It's like, beat up Martin. And he like writes and he's like, eat up Martha. He's like, like just like throws it at him. Like,
yeah, they're great for those little drop-ins.
Yeah,
you know?
But like, no more.
I did like the line of Lisa where she's like, first of all, Lisa's completely out of line here, but when she's saying, he's changed and he doesn't want to hang around with a bunch of crumbums.
What a great insult. A crumbum is a...
Crumbum?
Or it's like when Homer called Otto a sponge. He didn't call you a bum, he called you a sponge. A sponge?
So I like that.
So he... Yeah, I guess like they leave and he goes back.
Fancy pants.
Yeah, charlatan. the bit that really got me back on side again after this was... Hadley Dilly.
Hadley Diddley.
Greetings, friend. Do you wish to look at...
Was that darn recording again?
Of course it was. It's been calling all night. Just unplug the phone.
Hadley
Diddley. Greetings, friend.
Dang.
I told you to unplug the phone.
But it could be my mother.
Shoot!
That is it, Ned. If you don't unplug that phone right now, you're sleeping on the lawn.
Will you two shut up? People are trying to sleep.
He's like, it's a darn recording. I was like, of course it was. It's been calling all night. Just unplug the phone.
It could be my mother. And he answers so, like, you know, nicely every time. Hadley, dude. Surely by the fifth or sixth time, you would just start saying hello.
And Homer like, then screaming, like, will you do shut up?
Shut up.
Skinner getting pelted with slaw.
I quite like this scene, to be honest. Where he's through the window. Yeah, it looked very good. In nighttime in Skinner's house. Because it's almost like they made it look a little bit like of a war thing, or something.
He's like, we're under attack, is what he's saying. And it does feel like, just because you're seeing the, like...
And you see a lot of, like, you know, silhouetted, like, lines through the blind, or, you know, moonlight and stuff like that.
Give me your name so I can call the police. And then it's like, go back to bed, mother, I've got it under control. It's like, listen, you crumb bums, if you think I'm impressed, I'm a nut. And it's like, oh, brandishing your buttocks is only making me angrier.
That's the best reaction, where he's like, I am not. Like he's taken aback. Brandishing your buttocks is only making me angry.
Then Nelson goes to Lisa's house. He needs a place to hide.
I will say before you continue, I've just the great scream of like, no, mother, don't look out the window. The way it's that classic Agnes, like, it's done perfectly. But when Nelson goes to Lisa's, like, I love the fact that he shouts up like the cops are chasing me.
Homer's just like,
and Homer doesn't even care. Next one.
Yeah. It's like, ironic. Lisa's next door.
Yeah.
And then when he is here, like, Hadley, he's like, greetings. He's like, did you plug that phone back in? Like, shut up.
Yeah.
And this is my favorite scene of the whole thing, when the cops kick the door in. Like, I had a feeling we'd find you here. Like, pow, pow, pow.
Chief, no. What'd you do that for?
Like, been driving the whole town nuts. Got me out of the bat 7 times. 7. when Lou says to him, Chief, what are those coleslaw punks? He's like, well, I can't be everywhere, Lou. Now, can I? You know, in most cities, the chief of police doesn't even go out on calls like this.
Yeah, we know, Chief. We appreciate it. Count our blessings every day. Yeah, yeah, very
weird. I'm like, he's right, though. Like, the chief of police wouldn't be going out on, like, chasing down coleslaw punks.
He's the one kicking down the door. Like, my last note is just, the Lisa Nelson stuff is the worst part about this episode. But the last note I have after that is just, I love the early morning pink sky.
And I love the picture at the end of Milhouse with the dog.
Little bit of optimism for Milhouse.
I just love the freeze frame. And it's just a great drawing. You know what I mean? Like, of him and his little dog and his dog getting choked and him being happy.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I did like as well where he's like, the look, the animation of like when they're looking through the viewfinder, where he's like, wait till he see what I left in his bird bath. He's like, no. And like then the thing just goes, you know, like the time is up on it. It looks great.
Yeah, I didn't really... and it was a good sort of, you know, metaphor, if you will, for like time's up on them.
Yeah. So I didn't really care for, you know, the thing afterwards where it's like, you lied to me.
Yeah. Like, you're eight.
Yeah. Fuck off. I mean, it kind of makes sense because everything is a bigger deal when you're that age, I guess. You know, it's your first love, even though it's, you know, you go out for a week or whatever like that. Like, you know. But I just didn't care for it. Like,
well, should we save your...
Vitriol.
That's the word I was looking for. I tell you what.
I can't escape right Terry, my little walking library.
We want you to tell us what you think and be honest because no one from the show is here spying on you.
What did you think of it, pal?
It's the worst one I've seen in a while, I have to say.
Ooh, yeah. Strong words. But I echo them.
Yeah. I'm going to give this one, I'm going to give him a rating now. I'm going to give it a 7.5.
Scathing. That's like a 3.8 for me.
And the only thing that kept me afloat was the Homer stuff. And that barely did it. Like,
what did you say, 7.5?
Yeah. Like, it's wacky enough. And it's fun. Like I love that Chief Wiggum was my MVP, by the way, of this episode.
Okay.
But his stuff, I think, really works for some reason. Like the seriousness of it, or like it seems like it's grounded in real life. Or the like guards whopping your ass around the clock. Yeah, anyway, like it's so sad. It's like, you know, I shouldn't even be coming out on cars like this. Like that whole
stuff. Yeah, he is actually like, quite prevalent.
Yeah,
he?
Like he's just going to bookend Homer's story. I just was turned off by the whole Lisa.
It slowed it right down. Yeah, it really did. Lisa Nelson, and I didn't quite care enough about either character, dare I say.
Could you have picked anybody else, do you think? Like, if it's not going to be Nelson and Lisa.
Milhouse and no,
but like, could you pick anybody else that would be
similar to them?
Would be in there instead of Nelson? That it would have worked. Tired, Jimbo? Isn't it? Like,
who? Jimbo is probably like 18.
He's too old because, like, you saw Jimbo was going out with like Bart's crush. You know?
Oh yeah. It would have to be another student in.
I tell you what. The reason Lisa and Ralph worked so much better.
Yeah.
Is because they're on the same status or whatever like that. They're like 8 and 8. And it's like, oh, it's two kids.
Yes.
You know, there was never got the idea of like, there's going to be kissing between these two kids. Yeah. And look, I'm coming across very anti-kissing in this episode. I love watching, you know, people kiss on TV.
I actually hate watching people kiss on TV.
Oh, I love it, man. Oh, my God. A good smooch. Yeah.
Oh, well, actually, to be honest, every time I see someone kissing, like proper kissing on TV, I'm going, like, unless it's in, like, you know, I don't know, the right setting. But
what's the right setting, Andy?
I tell you, that's the last place I want to see kissing.
What's the last place?
Oh, I feel like
say it, Andy. Say it.
I just I don't like it. It's a smacking sound. I don't like it. Ugh, horrible.
Well, I love a good kiss, I have to say, but not in, like, I love seeing Homer and Marge kiss, you know, because it feels right.
Doesn't feel right to see Lisa kiss.
No, there I said it.
I echo pretty much everything you said. I will give it to Homer as my MVP, and my rating will be, for once, above yours.
Ooh.
Terry. A mere 1.1 above yours. 7.6 is my rating.
So a mere 0.1. 1.1 would be 8.6, my friend.
I said 0.1.
You said 1.1.
I tell you, listen, I'll back go to back the tape. And rewind
listen
it.
Back oh, to the tape.
You're so embarrassed.
No,
you're
because so you don't listen back to the tape because you text me today saying, well, we were both right about Set Adrift on Memory
I knew
Bliss.
You said that as well. Yeah. Yes,
you're
know.
Trying to weasel your way out of being wrong, my friend.
I text Tony and asked him, was it on the Patreon or was it on this that we discussed
last
time? No,
it was on this.
Yeah, whether that Manhand song was...
Give me a copy of it. Tony, T. David, if you're listening... If you have it in on your cloud or whatever, man,
I'll get it. Yeah, I'll get it off.
It's great.
But listen, that's it for me. So we get our plugs in,
please.
Where can they find us, Terry?
Why don't you tell me?
I'll tell you where they can find us. They can find us on Twitter at Put It In H Pod, and you can find us on Instagram at Put It In H Pod Cast. Sorry, and also on Twitter, it's a podcast as well. I'm all over the place.
Can they email us?
You can email us, putitinhpod@gmail.com. If you check out our Instagram profile, you'll see links to everything we do. Our other podcast, What's So Great About Marvel. We have our Bill Oakley interview. We have merch. And we have our Patreon.
Ooh, the Patreon, you say? Well.
Yes, the Patreon.
Let me tell you what's going on over there. Now, guys... Andy put up a clip. We have finished our second mini series on our sister podcast, What's So Great About. You get two of those episodes per month. And we're moving on to our third mini series. It's gonna be What's So Great About Ryan Gosling. Yes.
Unbelievable.
It's gonna be great,
still,
Andy.
I'm absolutely devastated.
But the first two we've got What's So Great About Marvel and What's So Great About 90s Action Movies, I guess. Or is it just the 90s? I don't know.
The 90s, yeah. Loosely.
Yeah, loosely. But also, alternatively, you get two other bonus episodes per month.
That's four thus far, Shooter.
Yeah. So you get on these bonus episodes, they are on topics. There's loads of music ones we've done, which are really fun. We've done ones on like our perfect day, our dream festival. We have pitched each other movie ideas.
I want to do another one of them.
Definitely.
We're about to record our top five album openers.
Yes, and that is a listener request. So we get plenty of listener requests as well. You know, you get all this for the low, low fee of €4.50 a month, $5 dues. We don't know what it is in sterling.
Frankly, we don't want that.
Exactly. You can also, if you can't afford the Patreon, now, and that five...
Wow.
Well, the $5 for $4.50 a month. Well, you can do something else for me, okay?
It's quit a week. All right, let's cut the shit. It's a quid a week.
Huh? Well, not technically. It's a bit more than that.
Well, inflation, isn't it?
No, it's like four.
No, it's just pure maths.
$4.11.25.
Okay, smart guy.
Don't smart after me, smart guy. Well, you can give me a rating or review if you can't afford the Patreon fee. Really helps grow the business. And I know what you're thinking. Homer only wanted $1 for his friends. Well, I want a 5-star review.
He wants it. And thank you very much for some very lovely recent reviews on iTunes.
We're back in the charts and you're back in our hearts. Now, I don't know if we ever left the charts because I haven't been checking.
Oh, we left the charts.
Oh, yeah. Well, we're back in it.
We're back in now, baby. Yeah, yeah. Number 48.
You know, with a bullet. Take that, Laszlo Penaflex.
So listen, on that note,
speaking of listening, if you've made it this far and you're still listening, well, thank you very much. It's the least you could do for us, really, and it's the most we ask of you, except for all that other stuff I asked you to do.
Everything was except
for giving us money and giving us reviews, but still. Oh, and don't forget,
apart from that,
and don't forget the shout outs on social media as well, please.
Yeah, of course. Yeah. Very important, actually.
Otherwise, Andy, what have we got next week? I'll tell you what we got next week. Hurricane Neddy.
All right, finally, we're back in business. That is a line that is used in our house nearly every day. What? That music.
Really? When you're freaking out.
Up to here. So that'll be fun.
Yeah, so until then.
Thanks very much.
Goodbye. But
forget it.
Go! I'm gonna wake you up early cause I'm gonna take a ride with you. We're going down to the Honda shop, I'll tell you what we're gonna do. Put on a ragged sweatshirt, I'll take you anywhere you want me to. First gear, it's alright. Second gear, a lean ride. Into the turns, hell you'd be, and hang on tight. I better turn on the lights so we can ride my